Chapter 3. Strange Phone Calls. Miranda was surprised because nobody rang about the job on Saturday or Sunday. By Monday evening, she was worried. "It's strange," she thought. "Why didn't anybody call? What will I do if nobody wants the job?" Miranda and the children were eating dinner. Suddenly, the phone rang. The caller had a high voice and talked as if she had a bad cold. She sounded strange.
"Are the children boys or girls?" the voice asked.
"I've got two girls and a boy," Miranda answered.
"Sorry, but I don't like girls," said the voice. "Goodbye."
There was a click, and the line was dead. Miranda returned to the table and continued her meal. A second call came a few minutes later. This caller's voice was warm.
"Hello, is that 431844, the advert to take care of children?" the caller asked. "Are they girls?"
"Two are girls. The third is a boy," Miranda said.
"Oh, dear,"
the caller sounded disappointed.
"I don't like taking care of boys. Sorry."
And she ended the call. Now, Miranda was angry. "These people are ridiculous," she said. Another person called during their dessert. This voice had a foreign accent.
"Hello? How old are the children?"
she asked. "Lydia is 12, Chris is 10, and little Natty is..." Miranda began.
"Too old! Too old!"
the caller said impatiently.
"I like little children, not teenagers!"
And the line was dead again. Miranda hung up angrily. "Another crazy caller," she said. Another call came 2 hours later. The voice on the other end was friendly and strong.
"I stayed with my last family for years," the caller said, "and I was very close to the children. But now they're big, and they don't need me anymore, so I'm trying to find another family."
Miranda was nervous now because of the other calls.
"I've got two girls and a boy," she said, expecting a negative response.
"Two girls! Marvellous," the caller said enthusiastically. "I'm sure they're two beautiful pearls. And your son, he's probably a nice boy too. But I must warn you, I only give children healthy food, no fast food. I cook real meals for my children, good, healthy food with lots of milk, and they love it."
Miranda couldn't believe it. "Am I dreaming?" she thought.
"Can you come to my house for an interview?" she asked.
"Oh, of course," said the caller in a happy voice. "You're probably busy during the day, and I'm busy tomorrow evening, but... oh, I can come at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Then I can meet those marvellous children too. Oh, my name is Doubtfire, dear. Madam Doubtfire."
"That's fine," said Miranda. "I'm Miranda Hilliard, and we live at 10 Springer Avenue.
"Ooh, that's a beautiful area," said Madam Doubtfire. "I'll see you on Wednesday evening. Goodbye, my dear."
Miranda put down the phone. "Madam Doubtfire sounds perfect," she thought.